Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Global Voices with Dr. Mineta. We are live in the great city of Detroit, Michigan. We are excited to be with you on this special broadcast. We have a special guest joining with us this morning. Prophet Joseph Waller will be joining us live in the studio this morning. So I want you to stay tuned as I bring forth this mighty man of God to share with us today his recent book, My Destiny Is Now. My Destiny Is Now. Just to share a little about Prophet Joseph Waller, he has been preaching for nearly 25 years. He was born in the city of Los Angeles, California, and after several years of living there, he and his mother moved to Cleveland, Ohio, and it was there he accepted the call to salvation and to ministry while a member of the Second Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church, where Reverend Charles D. Gantz is pastor. Then in 1991, the Lord spoke to Prophet Waller and said, "I have called you to be a prophet." And it has been since that time that this man of God has been anointed to challenge and to empower the people of God to walk into present truth. After residing in Cleveland for 20 years, the Lord moved Prophet Waller to the great city of Detroit, Michigan. And he's a member of the Detroit World Outreach Church, where Bishop Ben Jabert is the senior pastor. Prophet Waller travels much throughout the United States, declaring the word of the Lord through the written and prophetic word. He is also a published author of two books, including Launching into the Deep and My Destiny Is Now, which Prophet Waller will be sharing with our global audience this morning. Prophet Waller's motto is, "When you devalue the written word, you will never have the ability to walk into the prophetic word God has spoken concerning your life." And so this morning I want to introduce to some and present to others our prophetic voice for this hour and this season here on Global Voices with Dr. Mineta, Prophet Joseph Waller. Good morning, good morning. We are here in the studio for those that may have questions, may have comments. We do have a live guest call-in number, and it is 347-945-6272. Again, 1-347-945-6272. And we welcome your calls, your comments, that you can join with us this morning for the next 30 minutes. I am really excited when Prophet Waller accepted the invitation for the interview. I was excited at how the Holy Spirit has been moving over the last several weeks that we've been teaching about the signs of the time. And Prophet Waller, he may not recall, I was going through some pictures back in 2009, and we did an outreach in the city of Detroit, and I looked at the picture, and I said, "That's Joseph." And so we had worked together carrying out the word of the Lord, not realizing, and I didn't, maybe he recalled, but he came down and was a part of our ministry outreach at Cass Park. And so rejoiced and reconnected back to it. So, Prophet Waller, Joseph Waller, we welcome you this morning, man of God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again, Dr. Hare, for this opportunity and this time. I mean, it's such a great time to be alive and in the kingdom of God. God is doing some supernatural and awesome things. And just thank you for this opportunity and this book that the Lord gave me. My destiny is now, it's really birthed out of a time of prayer and time with God. Because I believe many times in our time with about our destiny that, you know, one day we'll walk in it. 20 years from now we'll walk in it. But when we really understand about destiny, it's an unfolding process. And even now, in your present now, God has a destiny for your life. No one here in this earth is just here to waste time, but they're to fulfill the time that God has in the earth that God has given them. And so this book here the Lord gave me, it's seven chapters, and at the last, and I have at the end of the book, I have a declaration of destiny where you can declare over your life the word, it's powerful. And I just thank you for this time being on here this morning. Amen.
Amen. You know, Joseph, when I was reading over can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're going to make sure we're getting through. No, we bind up any interference. But Prophet Joseph, as I was reading briefly in the book summary about my destiny is now, I mean, just the word destiny, the word now, and we have been sent for a time such as this in the earth that God had a plan in his heart, in his mind, and that a couple of other words that kind of popped out as we are speaking, as we are decreeing our destiny, but you said something else that stood out in the summary about those divine, accurate relationships. Amen.
Yeah.
And so this morning, as you share with us about these principles, as you highlight, because everyone needs to get the book. Amen. I just want to say that right off the bat. You need to get this book. Because many times we are speaking a word of instruction from the Lord. And as you mentioned, his written word, he's speaking to us at all times. And the destiny that God birthed us in, all you got to do is get on the right track. And men and women of God like yourself, who God has used you as a scribe. And not only as a scribe, but as a prophetic voice to speak into the spirits and the hearts of God's people. So, you know, as I said, as I read that summary, I want you to kind of highlight destiny now and those relationships. Amen.
Yes, amen. Well, we need to understand any time when God is speaking to us about our destiny and what he has for us, he always connects us with relationships. We see this in the Bible with Elisha and Elisha. We also see it through Ananias and Saul. We also see relationship through Jesus and his disciples. So we need to understand nothing God does in the earth concerning our destiny is going to be done because we're isolated from people. But when we learn to connect with those who God wants us to connect to, because relationships have the ability to take you, divine relationships from God have the ability to take you where you can't get to by yourself. I like to make this analogy. This week I'll be on my way Thursday morning. I'll be on my way to Chicago, and I'll be flying United Airlines. I can't fly that plane. Neither the other hundreds of passengers that are going to be on this plane can have authorization to fly the plane. We need the pilots to fly to get us to Chicago. And so we need to understand in destiny, There are places where you can get to what won't be able to get to without until you learn to connect with those who God has called you to connect with and listen. When God connects you with people, you don't have to force yourself. You don't have to be a nuisance. Just let it flow. Let God do the connecting. I tell people everywhere I go, let God do the connecting, because his connections are perfect connections. They're perfect, and they're going to be differences, but it's going to be from him, and that's part of destiny too. With these relationships, that we need to respect
the connections.
Right. We have to learn how to respect each other, because I'm learning, and I'm seeing even in the body of Christ now, that we're seeing a lot of dishonor and disunity because even what's going on in this presidential election. And God does not promote dishonor. He does not promote disunity. And so we need to understand this in the season of life, because some of you that are on here that's listening to me, God is speaking that there's a season of fulfillment in your life. But listen, everyone God connects you to is not going to be like you. You may not like the same foods. You may not like to go to the same restaurants, but that does not mean they're not significant to your destiny. Many times, we need to understand these things. Three things point out of the scripture, out of the book. When we talk about destiny, destiny will always call those who understand three things. I talk about assignment, relationship, and honor. I'll say it again. Destiny always calls those that understand assignment, what you've been called to do, it will cause you to understand relationship, those who are assigned to you, and honor. And I think this is the key thing about honor. I was reading about Elisha, the prophet, and how when the Lord spoke to him about to rise and go anoint Elisha, he's going to be the prophet in your stead. I was reading that scripture, and it's very powerful. I had never seen this before till I began to really just get revelation from the Holy Spirit. But I was noticing, woman of God, when he put his mantle on him, he ran after him, but what he saw was his father and mother. What does he say? Oh. Let me go back to my father at my mother. And the Bible lets us know that he throws a celebration for his father and mother, those that were connected to him in so many words. And then after that, he went and ministered to Elijah. Here's the principle God showed me. He said many times people don't receive promotion, they don't receive honor, because they don't go back and honor and respect those relationships that nourish them, that cause them to grow, that gave them opportunities. He saw that mantle, and that mantle was thrown on him. So he ran after Elisha. The Bible says that he goes and tells him, let me go back to my mother, my father and my mother. Let me go back to my father and mother. So he understood he had to get the house right, his natural relationships right, before he would go and connect to the spiritual relationship between Elisha, because understand, in the culture of that day, to be a disciple of someone or to be a student of someone, you literally, your whole life was interrupted because your life became their life. And where they ate, you ate. Where they slept, you slept. So it was kind of different than today. But I learned that when we really learn how to honor, because many of times, sometimes we get in environments where, you know, we've moved on, and, you know, we've moved on to do other things, but we forget those places that helped us get to where we got. We didn't get to where we got just because. It is because the relationships God sent into our lives have caused us to be better, stronger, and maximize the purpose that he has for us on the earth. So when we know these, when we understand these things, listen, honor and promotion will come to you. You don't have to pluff size. You ain't got to do all that just learn, just follow the principles of God. God has a principle. He has a principle in battle, and his principles. You will walk into promotion. So I believe this is one of the greatest tools that this generation needs to understand. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, Prophet Joseph, we know the benefits of honor never wears out. It never goes away. We know the word of God says for children to honor thy mother and thy father so you would have a low life. Amen.
Amen.
And so when we
Amen.
Look at our mothers and fathers in the natural, so as in the spiritual realm, you know, our spiritual mothers and our fathers. And so when we look at that word honor and the principle of honor, it is not, as you say, from a public standpoint, but you know within you that you go back and you acknowledge and you honor and you give honor and reverence to those that have may have laid down their life, may have laid down even their agenda to bring you in, to prepare you. You know, as you were saying that the story of Samuel and Eli, amen?
Yeah.
And even though Eli's sons were wicked, Samuel still gave honor to Eli. He honored him. And we know as a young child, his mother brought him, as you said, like we don't do it today, but his mother brought him to the prophet, to the priest, to the man of God to be trained, to be equipped, to be taught, to be prepared, to be activated, and to be released into what? His destiny. And so even though we may go, some do still, even today, that people, the Lord tell them to pick up and move across the country and connect to whatever man or woman of God, because their destiny is wrapped up into them being connected, that divine connection to that man or woman of God. Now, that's not for everyone, but some are still operating today as they did in old. So that's a major thing with our destiny, is that honor piece, that principle of honor. So I pray some of the younger men and women, the prophets of God, are listening in, and that they go back and they listen again, and that they get your book. That's why I want to make sure I don't miss that. How do they get your book?
You can actually go to Amazon.com. You can actually go to Amazon.com and look up My Destiny Is Now. The author, my name, Joseph Waller. You'll be able to get that book for $15, and I believe it's $3.99 shipping and handling. You can get that book by going to Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. So that's great. I mean, Amazon will take care of everything that you need and ship it right to your door. But hear what I'm saying. You may not be able to sit at the feet of Joseph Waller.
Go ahead. And also, excuse me, you can also get the Kindle version. There's also the Kindle version on there.
Great.
So, so if you don't want to get the book, you can get the Kindle version, and it will be in it, and you can download it from there.
You can get that quick.
that's all within a click.
And see, that's the beauty of what God is doing in the earth. And as I was saying, they may not be able to come and sit at your feet physically, but they can tap into the anointing on your life through the teaching and training of what God, by His Spirit, downloaded for you to release prophetically in the earth for a time such as this. Prophet Joseph, if you were looking at, you know, I always say books are our babies. And out of that, your book, My Destiny Is Now, what would you say is maybe your favorite chapter? I'm putting you on the spot, because all of them are probably your favorite chapters.
Amen. Well, my favorite chapter would be, I would say, chapter 3, when it talks about no opportunity wasted, answers produce rewards, that chapter, because it deals with about Jesus, how him and his disciples, they're in the desert place, and the disciples, you know, after Jesus is healed the sick, and his disciples say, now, Lord, it's time for us now to go now, you know, send the multitude away so they can go eat. And Jesus turns around and tells them, no, they don't have to go. You feed them. And how the Bible lets us know they only had 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, that's not enough to feed a multitude, but the Bible talks about there that they had resources. And I talk about it in the scripture, in that text, how many of times what we're trying to run away from and avoid is really our assignment. And not only is it our assignment, it's the key to breakthrough in our life. And many of times we look at small as being insignificant. But many times small is the birthing place of abundance. You know, the Bible talks about that we're not to despise the day of small things, the small beginnings. You know, don't curse the small, because many times we don't realize that the small, as we're faithful in the small. Now, I don't have time to go through that whole chapter, but we find out that, you know, Jesus said, give me the 2 loaves and the 5 loaves and 2 fish. The Bible talks about how he blessed it, he broke it, he blessed it, and then he gave to the disciples, and they gave to the multitude, and how as they were giving, it was multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. And then the Bible talks about how after all that they were able to have 12 baskets full. Each disciple had a basket to go with them. And so, I think that's one of my favorite chapters, because many of that you got to realize what you start off with is not going how it's going to finish when you walk in the principles of God, when you walk in the obedience of God. It may be you just may have 2 now, but as you're faithful, as you're consistent, God will cause it to grow and it will bring an increase. And listen, increase and abundance is just not for you. It's for somebody else. It's about to give you abundance and increase. It is for somebody else. It's a spillover. It's just not for you. And so, you know, that's probably one of my most favorite favorite chapters in the book. It's that chapter.
Wow, that's great. You know, I think in terms of, as many would say, that mustard seed faith, and
yes,
that, as you say, the overflow, the abundance,
uh-huh,
is not just for you, but because of God's favor upon your life, and entrusting that many will be blessed because of your small mustard seed taste, which we know becomes a massive tree for many.
Yes.
To be blessed through and by. Wow.
Yes.
You know, there are young men and women who are being called, amen, I said called, into the prophetic.
Yes.
And I do want to shift a little bit inside of the book.
Yes.
That man or woman that's listening in today to you, Prophet Joseph, what would be a word of encouragement to getting them on the path, just like Elisha and Elijah? You know, he saw the potential for the double portion, because there was a school of prophets. It wasn't just him. But what would you say to that man or woman out there today that's listening in? They just don't know what direction to take or where do they need to go. So if you could give them like 3 points to getting them on their path of destiny and purpose, what would it be?
Amen. One would be to connect with those who God has assigned to your life and stick with them until that assignment is completed. Number 2 would be don't rush the process. Don't rush the process. Between the call and the fulfillment, there's a process. And so God takes you through a process, and we must embrace the process if we're going to walk in the full measure of what God has for us. And number 3 would be, I would tell them to be you. Be the person God created you to be. God may not have called you to be a prophet. He just may call you to be an evangelist. Be what God called you to be. And don't try to be someone else. Don't try to emulate somebody else. Don't try to imitate someone else. Be the person God called you to be. And when you learn to be the person God called you to be, others will come and they'll drink from the well inside of you, and you'll make a difference in other people's lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Staying in that same vein, there's a man, there's a young woman. They received that calling. They've accepted that calling, but they may not be in the environment, the church environment, their local church assembly, and they're not moving in the apostolic or the prophetic, and they don't know really where to turn. How can we encourage them? What direction you can give them on that as well?
Well, I would say, listen, ask God to send you some people can really teach you even while you're in that place. Because sometimes God will send us in a dry place to be the water that the people need. And so I would say pray, get the direction of God. If he tells you to leave, we'll leave. But he's not going to just have you leave and just help you be out here in the wilderness. But he'll tell you where to go, where you can go and grow. Go and grow. It's not about you just leaving somewhere just to leave. But God never tells you to leave a place without telling you to go somewhere greater. And wherever God sends you is going to be greater than where you left. So that's what I would tell them.
Amen, because as you know, Prophet Joseph, we're seeing a young, and it doesn't necessarily mean chronological young, but they're young in spirit, they're young in the prophetic, and we've seen just, I'm going to say it because I have liberty to say it, a renegade, okay, out there, and which could do more damage not only to themselves, but to other believers in the body of Christ. And so as an apostolic voice, as a prophetic voice, we have the authority, we have the responsibility and the accountability to bring it to their attention and to give them instructions. Amen.
Yes.
And to give them
Amen.
Guidance. Now it's up to them whether they receive it or not. I had to say that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I agree.
Because it is tied to your book. It is tied to what you're saying about my destiny is now. But back to what you said, your destiny, your purpose, and those divine relationships are your foundation.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So it's major.
Yes.
It's major.
Amen.
We're coming to the close, but I want to give you a time to prophetically release a word or whatever God is telling you for our global audience that's listening in, as far as Australia, South Africa, South America, throughout the European nations, our global audience, they are listening in and to receive what the Lord is saying for us this time and this season. And again, give how they can get in contact. I know you travel throughout the United States, but your voice is a global voice. And so men and women of God who are listening in, you need to make contact with Prophet Joseph Waller to bring him to your nation. Amen. As Jeremiah was saying, that he's been raised up for a time such as this, he's been called to the nations, all people, all tribes, all languages, all bodies. Amen. So, Prophet Joseph, I want to give you the last couple of minutes to share.
Amen. Well, yes, you can contact me at djwaller@gmail.com or connect with me on Facebook at Joseph Waller. For Prophet Joseph Waller on my two pages. And I just want to share with you, people of God, I just sense this is a season of breakthrough, this is a season of deliverance, what you've been standing in need of. This is the season of release. The Lord said many of you have been frustrated, but God says today that that frustration is leaving. Now it's spirit of expectation and deliverance is coming to you. I see bodies being whole. I see ministries being whole. I see God doing a new and a greater thing in the earth. So that's what I want to share with you. people of God and women of God, thank you again for this opportunity to come on your show and to be a blessing. I bless you in Jesus' name and all what God has called you to do, and I thank God that he's enlarging your territory and in your voice and bringing you into places that you never thought you'd be able to go in. But God's favor has gone before you, and he's making the way prosperous for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, that's Prophet Joseph Waller, and you can replay this podcast and pull his information, order his book, and connect to what God is doing through the ministry of Prophet Joseph Waller. Again, we thank you for joining in on the Global Voices with Dr. Mineta, and that as God is swiftly moving throughout the earth, let us hear the voice of the Lord to the word of the Lord in this time and season in all of our lives, that as we plant the seed, we can, with great expectation, expect mighty and great things to manifest. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So may the peace of God, the love of God, the protection of God, the provision of God be upon you, Prophet Joseph Waller, and all that receive this declaration and decree. In Jesus' name, we say amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Go in peace. We'll be back. Be blessed.